We're starting the first section on Emunah, and we're in Rav Chanan Wasserman's Kovetz Ma'amarim, page Gimel. And we begin. It says in the Torah, we say it every day in Shema, V'lo tatuu achrei levavchem, don't go in error after your hearts. And our sages say, Zo haminut. That's the attitudes that contradict the Torah. Traditionally, the word minut meant either apostates or Christianity. So you look at that Gemara, and it doesn't make sense at first glance, because ordinarily you would think if a person goes off the path of the Torah, that's because he's had an error in his thought, in his understanding. The pasuk says, don't go in error after your hearts. If we're talking about knowledge, ordinarily we assume knowledge is in the mind, not in the heart. So shouldn't the Torah have said, don't go wildly after your minds and your thoughts? And in truth, we find often in Tanakh that the Tanakh assumes wisdom stems from the heart. Kmo, as we find the verse in Ecclesiastes says, my heart has witnessed much wisdom and knowledge. Chacham levi kach mitzvot. The verse in Proverbs says, one who has a wise heart will grab mitzvos. You see, wisdom is attributed to the heart. We have to understand what connection is there between wisdom and the heart. So that's step one, introduction. So with that, our goal is to understand where does wisdom in the heart connect. And from that, he will shift to the discussion of what is the word emunah. The Rambam writes in his work on mitzvot, mitzvah rishona, first mitzvah, says the Rambam, leidav la'amin ba'kadosh baruch hu. You have to know and leha'amin. What does the word leha'amin mean?
Believe.
So we translate it to believe. As we learn the definition of Rav Elchanan Wasserman, we might redefine the word leha'amin. Now, in fact, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos was written in Arabic. And there's a broad discussion about whether the Rambam actually wrote Leida or Leha'amin, which one the Rambam wrote. But in other texts, we have these terms together, Leida or Leha'amin. V'tzich la'avin ech shayach mitzvah Leha'amin. We have to understand, how do you have a mitzvah Leha'amin, which we will translate roughly, even though it's inaccurate, we'll translate it to believe. I can understand, when it comes to my limbs, the Torah can tell me what to do and not to do. That's in my control. A person can decide whether he will act or not. But to have belief, to have faith in Hashem and His Torah, that seems to be something that either you got it or you don't. And if you got it, so you don't have to command them to believe. And if he doesn't believe it, so then you're saying so doesn't help. He doesn't believe you said it. Emunah is fundamental to starting to talk about Judaism. Who's talking? The guy doesn't open up the Rambam if he doesn't believe. So what does that mean? You give a person a commandment, you got to believe. Well, if I don't believe, then I don't believe you that I got to believe. And if I do believe, then you didn't have to tell me I have to believe. So yeah, the question is obvious. Yes? Clear.
Well,
get there. Very good. And at first glance, we might say, it's not his fault. My heart just doesn't connect. You know, this is a 21st century line. You want me to be Jewish? I don't feel. It doesn't connect. As though that's what's supposed to define our lives. And you look in the Torah and you see something that needs explanation. It seems as though when a person is an apostate, when a person denies Hashem's existence or denies the truth of the Torah, so then that's worse than being a pagan. If someone worships an idol, a guy walks into his own home, he takes out a little Buddha, he bows down to it, you have to bring witnesses, you have to take him to court. But if someone's an apostate, so then he gets punished without being judged. B'chol makom u'b'chol zman. And the punishment for an apostate is even when there's no courts around. You can't kill a person or punish a person for being a pagan when you don't have a Jewish court. But for being an apostate, there the Torah allows punishment even when there's no court. Even today, v'enzichat rav lo din sanhedrin. No warning, no judgment by the courts. V'chein l'inyan ha'mamin b'avodah zarah u'moser nafsho aleha or makriv bno l'molech. Let's take a person who believes in paganism and he's willing to give up his life for it, or he's willing to give his son to be burnt for this idol worship called Molech. At first glance, you say, what do you want from the guy? He believes in it. Is it his fault? He believes that that idol is God. Yeah. So why is it his fault that he worships it? You see, he believes in it. He's willing to sacrifice his son for it. I would think that his punishment should be light. Open up a Machon Meir, go educate him. But shouldn't we be understanding? The poor guy believes in the idol. So why does he get such a severe punishment? He does it because that's what he believes. And in the Torah, we find the exact opposite. The prohibition of idol worship is so severe. The Rambam writes, we only find the term zeal with regard to Hashem, with regard to paganism. Hashem says, he who adopts paganism, there Hashem is zealous to punish him. Wait, why? The poor guy, this is what he believes. How could we hold that against him? So you understand, Rav Elchanan Wasserman is taking us to a level, he's challenging it from different angles so that we understand what is emunah and why is there a demand for emunah and why is it so severe? We turn the page to page Dalet.
His ears listen to the Ten Commandments at Har Sinai. You should believe in God and you should follow all the mitzvahs.
It's a good point. Let's see. Ve'od dekevan de'emunah im michlal ha'mitzvot asher kol Yisrael chayavin ba. Being that emunah is one of the mitzvot that all Jews are obligated. Techef mishegio lechlal gadlut. Once a person becomes an adult, dehainu tinok ben yud gimel shana v'tinoket bat yud bet shana, a child becomes 13 or 12. They have 613 mitzvot. One of them is emunah. How do you do that? The greatest philosophers didn't have emunah. The smartest people on the planet couldn't figure it out. Kama Aristo, look at Aristotle. Asher Rambam, Maimonides writes about him. Rambam writes, Aristotle was just short of becoming a prophet. The Rambam was so fond of Aristotle, he says he was just short of that. Rambam writes that other than prophets, Aristotle was the wisest man around. And even so, Aristotle did not have true emunah. So then how does the Torah tell us that every child is obligated? Every child is obligated to understand better than Aristotle. Every child reaches bar mitzvah. They have a mitzvah of emunah, right? Rambam listed it as the first mitzvah. Aristotle didn't get it, but every kid is supposed to get it. How? We know that Hashem does not make unfair demands on people. The Torah is very fair. So then how does this work? Just one second. Let's hear his final question. Ve'od and further. This is a question many of you have asked. Noahides are commanded seven mitzvot. If they don't keep the seven mitzvot, they will be punished for it. Let's imagine for a minute. You have a person who was a Noahide. His whole life he spent drinking. He has a drinking problem. So he's drinking his life away. When he's not drinking, he's a truck driver. Or in the days of Chazal, he's a shepherd. So he works very hard with the sheep, and at night he comes home and goes and grabs a few beers, and then he wakes up in the morning and goes out with the sheep again. Now he's going to come to heaven, and he's going to say, I led a decent life, I didn't hurt anyone, I didn't get into any bar brawls, I'd go home when I was drunk and go to sleep, and they're going to tell him, off to perdition with you. They'll say, did you keep the seven Noahide laws? And he'll say, what's that? And they'll say, how come you didn't? Halo Yitzak, minayni ali ledash, anim tzuve b'sheva mitzvot. What's he going to answer? How was I supposed to know there are seven Noahide laws? Or the example we discussed last week, the guy out in Mozambique, he spent his life fighting for his life, running away, tribal warfare, and now he's going to come to heaven and they're going to say, did you keep seven Noahide laws? And he'll say, I don't know what Noahide is. And they'll say, off to perdition. And he'll say, but I didn't know. Wait, how's that fair? And at first glance, he seems to have a very good argument. And nonetheless, they're going to hold him accountable in heaven. So we have to understand all of this. We listed four questions. Number one, why does the Torah say, don't go after your hearts, when it says, don't become an apostate? Number, it should have said your mind. Number two, the Rambam says the first mitzvah is to have emunah. How could that be a mitzvah? If I have it, I have all the mitzvahs. If I don't have it, I have nothing. How could you give me a commandment for that? Number three, if emunah is a mitzvah that we're all obligated to, then that means when a child becomes 13, he's obligated for that, or a girl when she's 12. If Aristotle couldn't figure it out, how do we expect a 13-year-old to figure it out? And number four, how do you expect the Noahide to keep seven Noahide laws? They're going to lead their lives, and they're going to say, I never heard of it. So how do you want that from them? Four excellent questions, right? We'll have to pick up next time. We're out of time.